about it? When people who know how to use their faith come together to pray. The Holy Spirit empowers us. We can be strong in prayer. We can be effective in prayer. Good morning. The last morning of the Southwest Believers Convention, and here we are, Healing School. Did you wake up this morning happy?
Yeah.
Well, you should have. My grandmother used to say to me, she'd say, "Are you happy, honey?" She just thought you ought to be happy. If you're walking and talking with Jesus, you ought to be happy. Are you happy, honey?
Yes, amen.
So I have to ask you this morning, are you happy, honey?
Yeah.
Praise God. I want to welcome everyone watching this morning from the top of the world, the bottom, all the way around the middle on the Victory Channel. Welcome this morning. You've been watching Sister Copeland coming to you from healing schools in the past, but this one, this morning is now, and not only is it live, but it's alive. So we know that this morning, that as the word is preached and faith is released, that very same life with which Christ was raised from the dead, it will flow to you and quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. It'll quicken you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Now, I have many times this week introduced Miss Iva, but this morning you get a special treat, and Miss Iva's going to lead us in prayer. And I know, you just praise the Lord. Get ready. Get your faith up. I saved Miss Iva to the end of the week so you could be ready for it. So you could handle it. But I love hearing Miss Iva teach. You know, I thought I had really done something. I taught for 12 weeks on praying in tongues. And we thought, wow, that's really good. And then what'd you do? 16 weeks after that. So I thought, well, I don't know so much. So come on up here, sister, and both of you. And then this is Miss Regina. And Miss Regina Page has been with us
19 years.
19 years. Glory to God. She and her husband are part of the church. Just wonderful people, wonderful. And she's part of the prayer team, intercessory prayer team with Miss Iva. And I know that there's not anything that I can't turn over to them. You know what I like about you? Well, a lot of things I like about you, Miss Iva. But Miss Iva worked for the military. She wasn't in the military, but she was civilian, employed by the military, and she had top secret clearance. And so I know I can tell her stuff. I can tell her things, and she won't. She's not a blabbermouth. She won't go blab anything. She just keeps it quiet, takes it to the throne. And we're thankful for that. So, Miss Iva, it's my honor to hand this pulpit over here to you, and I'll just step back, and then when you're ready to pray, I'll step in there with you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm honored, ma'am. Thank you so very much. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I won't say struggle, but I had a difficult time preparing this morning because I think I was trying to do what I thought I should do. So I rehearsed with Tracy and it was like, Tracy was like, you need to get over in the spirit a little bit more, you know? So I thought, oh, so then the Lord said, the assignment this morning, of course, we're praying over signs, wonders, and miracles. But the assignment this morning is to pray more than anything. However, I am gonna share a couple of things with you, and I'm glad my mentor is here this morning because I've learned so much from her about following the leading of the Spirit and not trying to make something happen, but just go with what the Lord tells us. And one of the things, what we've been praying about, several initiatives from her, but one is she had a Monday phone call that some of us are on, and she just had several weeks has been like, wow, just prophetic, profound. And May 22nd phone call, she gave the discourse about Elymas over in Acts chapter 13, how that was a move of God. When you heard her mention it here this week, how that he was trying to prevent the proconsul from receiving salvation, and a move of God happened, and Paul had the word of knowledge and said to him, okay, you're trying to pervert every way and keep people from getting saved, in other words. And so from that, she explained how that was a move of God and how that was the supernatural taking place, and how that it gave us entrance, and she gave us a directive to begin to pray in light of the end times, because she was praying about the end times and about the nation. And in light of the end times, she said the church is to pray for the supernatural. Not only that, the church is to pray for signs, wonders, and miracles. Not only that, that we were to pray for the demonstrations of the gifts of the Spirit. So, of course, you know, and she asked us to disseminate the transcript from that call to the prayer leaders, and we did. And we right away, we got on that assignment. And I'm telling you, it just seemed like God's finger has been on that assignment. Now, so this morning, we're going to pray from that vantage point, but I want to share a couple of things with you about that. Now, I have been thinking also, just by sitting, participating, and listening, how that Jesus in Matthew 4:23 says that he went about preaching, teaching, and healing. And how that these meetings were called of God. This is an ordained meeting. It's an open-ended meeting so far as going 40-something years. So now, with that said, the Lord spoke to me. I was meditating, you know, every time I started thinking about that. He said, now, this week there has been preaching, there has been teaching. And he said, but Saturday, I'm ready to stretch forth my hand to heal and perform signs and wonders. And so he said the door for miracles was gonna swing wide open.
Yes.
And so then I was watching inside of me for an entrance into how to pray about miracles and the supernatural this morning. And I heard Swiss Army knife. Yeah. And so I said to Tracy, I said, do you have the transcript or the article from Pastor Terry's Swiss Army knife? And so she did, and I grabbed it, and I went right to what I needed. Now, when she talked this years ago, she talked about how tongues, all the gifts of the Spirit, you know, we have all the gifts of the Spirit, they were in operation in the Old Testament, except for tongues and interpretation. But then something happened when tongues came. And one of the things, back to the transcript from May, she talked about, and we heard her say it this week, tongues is the doorway into the supernatural. Now, think about it. Now, let's change our posture this morning. The Lord said, he said, tell them to change their posture when we pray this morning, because we're going to start out about 5 minutes in tongues. Then we're going to go to the word where the gifts of the Spirit are, and we're going to pray from that place. Because an excerpt from her teaching on tongues, a Swiss Army knife, she says that in Acts 2, when his expression of tongues was unleashed, every operation and manifestation of the Spirit came to a higher dimension than ever before. So now think about it. If we go to that part, the Spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward, P-A-R-T-S. So now let's go to the part of tongues, but with this platform we just laid, where now, so we're going to pray in tongues for about 5 minutes of how he lead us, and then we're going to go to the word, and we're going to pray about those gifts of the Spirit. Yes. Amen? Y'all like that?
Yes.
Amen. I think that was great. And she said tongues was the key that opened wide the door for the supernatural. That was part of that Swiss Army knife. But when I thought about that this morning, I heard that Swiss Army knife, all of these gifts now, we're going to make room for the supernatural. And you know, the gifts of the Spirit, are vital for the manifestation of the supernatural. So now we're going to start out praying in tongues. I see enough people, if everybody doesn't pray in tongues, but I see enough people right over here that we can pray in tongues for 5 minutes. No, Jesus asked you to tarry an hour. I'm just asking for 5 minutes. So we'll give you a break this morning. Amen. And then we're going to come back to the word. So now, 5 minutes, everybody stand with us, and we're just going to pray in tongues. We're not going to rush, you know, and do rush tongues, but we are going to be very on purpose, and we are now going to pray, thinking about how The gifts of the Spirit are going to come out of this place of tongues.
Let me say something right
yes,
there.
Yes, ma'am.
So she said, look, not going to pray rush tongues. I'll put machine gun tongues. There's a place for that. But this, we're looking. She said we're going to search for that place. So what do? You do with your tongues, you drop down into that. And Habakkuk 2 says, I will station myself on my post of observation, and I will watch to see what he will say within me and what response I should make. So it's a searching mode. We're in searching mode. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. And the gifts of the mondre eskemena moskena. And the gifts will come on that abase korabasata. All supply your daughter, sister, that. And the release and unleashing of aroma side, a divine supply of the murakeskera bakasata. As a brace so called to know the boschelera. Or a shadow the masaka. And a nobre called to nena mosakeda. Aromosikeda. A divine release of doors and metro. And a divine marusha carano mosketara de bokada. On the miracles of Rose K. And Rosso Cota. Every seed of the bush, the Carol Mode Gasgaba de Bogra. Oh, Hahalo Corin Descana. Oh, Rashara de Bosca Tanama. And open wide the Costa Pegorona. And the Mosha Kiro Dosa Kara de Bogra. Oh, supply. Oh, supply now. A divine supply. So Cora Boscanada does Canada. In the price of Cora Kessica. Oh, Salakasha and Motaka. You see how he's rising, goes to Pedro. The manifestations of the Spirit. All the manifestations of the Spirit. Also cut it back aside. Also, pray it on a mat, make it more seek it out. Or a dosh and then a muscle or a border the baker out. Or a break a torre match a carrot about. Or secora bok rasketed out. Oh, manifestations of Marco Rodova. Oh, and special endowments now. Special endowments now. And manifestations of Broca Dara Mochaga. And manifestations of the Roma Raka Sarada. Manifestations, Oche Procote Maranda de Boko. In the Mosa Doske Eredes. You said he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man but unto God. How be it in his spirit, we utter secret truths that's not obvious to the understanding. But Father, those things released this morning, not obvious to the understanding. Thank you, Father, for the gifts of the Spirit. Oh, Masekatai. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of the spiritual illumination, for good and for profit. To one is given, and through the Spirit, the power of the message of wisdom, and to another, the word of knowledge. Father, we thank you for the word of knowledge now. We thank you for the word of knowledge, Father. We thank you for accuracy of the word of knowledge. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for special faith. We thank you for working a miracle. We thank you for special faith, working the miracles. Oh, Father, gifts of healing now. Oh, the gifts of healing, like showers of rain falling everywhere now. Oh, special faith, wonder working faith. Oh, Father, we thank you for the door of miracles, flinging wide and open, Father. Oh, supplier, a supplier of the most secure of the Bokalandama. Oh, the Mashkata. Oh, the breaker sota brakado. Oh, the door to be Kasela Moshkela Bakaza. Oh, the door is wide open now. Oh, the door of miracles now. Oh, the door of miracles now. Oh, Father, we thank you for stretching forth your hand this morning to cure and perform signs and wonders and miracles in your mighty name. Oh, Father, special faith now. Yeah, manifestation, a special faith. Coming into full orbit manifestation. Full orbit manifestation now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Brasa, Kara, the Boko, Sesta, and the Makada. Oh, Zagara, the Boko, Sesta, the Bak. Tongues, interpretation, and prophecy, Father. Oh, but Father, the power gifts now. Oh, the power gifts now. Oh, tongues, the power gifts, Father. Oh, special faith. Working the miracles. Gifts of healing. Gifts of healing.
The open door, we open the door to the supernatural, yes, to signs and wonders and miracles. Oh, wonder working power in operation today. Wonder working power in demonstration today. Wonder working power. Wonders.
We pray over the gifts of the Spirit through the ministry of the prophet, the ministry gift, the prophet's anointing, the prophet's office, Lord, the ministry of the working of miracles, the ministry of the discerning of spirits, the ministry of the gift of the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, Lord, operations, the stiaka, the anointing, Lord, the kalamara shatanamaka, the compounded anointing, the compounded anointing in the office of the prophet, eshtealaka. And we pray, Lord, as Paul instructed, pray for me that I would move boldly in the shtiaka, this gift, move boldly in the office, move boldly in the place, move boldly, speak forth boldly, Lord, with confidence in Jesus' name, stepping out into the things of the Spirit. With Ashtea la Kora, Manda, Stea la Kora, Ale, De Vaso, Te Aramba, Ligne, Trevo Romo, Tabaka, Harinda, Le Carato, Soclista, Nana, Nana, Zostaki, Erinda la Codo Dore, Indanda, Soco, Leata. Ederito te aramote ashtayote asalokor amalagaromoshe ata. Lord, we pray over the atmosphere. We pray over the atmosphere in here this morning. The atmosphere of faith. The spirit of faith. Therefore, we have believed. Therefore, we have spoken. We have believed. Therefore, we have spoken. We thank you, Father, that all things pertaining to life and godliness, all things that pertain to life and godliness at work in this room today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that people their faith is encouraged. Their faith is stirred. Their faith is ready. Their faith is relieved. Father, quicken us with the spirit of revelation, revelation knowledge. Open the eyes of all our understanding that we may be quickened to see and to know know and to comprehend the word of the living God, to know and comprehend Jesus as the healer. Bring glory to yourself, Lord. Bring glory to yourself. Lord, revelation that you are the Lord who heals. You are the healing God. You're the restoration God. You're the deliverance God. You're the victorious champion God. You're the God who is present. You're the God who will never, ever, ever, ever forsake or leave us. We thank you for that, for Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Demonstrations, Lord. Cooperations.
Cooperations.
Lord, we pray over the working of miracles.
The working of miracles.
The working of miracles. We pray over the working of miracles. Over the gifts and the working of miracles. Gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. The gifts of healing.
Eyes
that see, Lord, what you are doing.
Eyes
to only do what he sees the Father do. To say what he hears the Father say. Having eyes to see and ears to hear. Eyes that see and ears to hear. And the hearts that comprehend. Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you for the compassion of the Master. The compassion of the Master in this room today. The compassion that flows through all these cameras. Compassion that comes into every household. Compassion. The compassion. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father. We're grateful, Lord. We're grateful for the blood of Jesus. We're grateful for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
For the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion and healed the sick. We thank you for that, Lord, that move of compassion today. We give thanks to that. All the tender mercies of the Lord. All the healing mercies of the Lord in operation today. In manifestation and in demonstration today. How you want your people to be well, Lord. To be whole. Nothing missing. Nothing broken.
The healing waters that flow out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, rivers of healing water, rivers of revelation water, rivers, the rivers that flow from the throne of God. Rivers that flow from the throne of God, where the healer rules, where the healer resides, where the healer reigns. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we see a come. And Lord, from this place, Lord, an open door in this nation, an open door in Canada, an open door at the borders. Lord God, let's just make the devil mad. 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 Let's ruin his plans. Let's ruin what he's doing. Let's ruin his objectives. Let's ruin his purpose. As he runs people across the borders to destroy, Lord, we pray they run into the arms of your mercy. They run into the arms of your compassion. They run into the arms of the master. They run into the arms of the healer. They run into the arms of the redeemer. They run into the arms of the savior. They run into the arms of the soon coming king. They run into him. They run into the Lord. They run into the judge. They run into the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They run into the master. They run into the word of God. They run into the move of the spirit. They run into the arms of the compassionate church. Hallelujah. The compassionate church. Lord, a release today. A release today through this service. A release today, Lord, through this service. A release into this nation. A release, Lord, into your people. A release into the body of Christ. Healing and miracles on the streets. Healing and miracles in the churches. Healing and miracles everywhere in this day. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray for strength. We pray for Brother Copeland. We pray for him. We pray over his life. We pray over everything that has to do and pertains to him. Lord, you said that you see every detail. Every moment of our lives comes to your attention. Oh, what a God you are. And we pray for him. You said the desire of the spiritual gifts, but I show you a more excellent way, and that is love. We love the vessel of Brother Copeland. We love him. We love what you have done in him for the church. We love what you've done through him. We love the example. We love his life. We love his faith. We love his determination. We love his integrity. We love his heart. We love him, Lord. We love him. We love him. We love him, and we lift him to you, Lord, that every part of his body, every part of his mind, every part of his soul, every part of his life, we pray for Sister Gloria today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. You're faithful to your word, Lord. That you help them. That you are there. Your grace is helping them in every area they have need. Every weight, every thought, every care, every burden lifted off of them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then every day be a day of joy and rejoicing. And Lord, is all of his remaining days be even greater than his beginning. Then his final days be greater than his beginning. Oh, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for that anointing. Thank you for that anointing that he yields to. Thank you that he yields to. Thank you, Lord, that you strengthen him to receive. You strengthen her to receive, even as you strengthen us to receive. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that the word is true concerning them. Thank you that you are a faithful God, a true God. We intercede for them in Jesus' name. Things that they don't know, things they're unaware of, attacks against them, demonic assignments, demonic words and curses that are put on them, demonic activity and pressures. In the name of Jesus, we stand guard between you and them by the blood of the Lamb, by the name of Jesus, by the word of the living God, by the shield of faith, by the sword of the Spirit. Touch not God's anointed. Do his prophet no harm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. We thank you for strengthening him with all might according to your glorious power, Father. We thank you, Father, that he's made strong at all points with his strength, worthy of the power manifested in your glory. Father, I thank you that he's made strong on all points with a strength proportionate to the power of your glory. Oh, strengthen him. Words of strength now. Words of strength. Words of revelation. Words that facilitate miracles. Words that facilitate healing. Words that set forth truth of healing. Words that set forth truth of the miraculous. Utterance now. Oh, the spirit of seeing and knowing. the spirit of seeing and knowing. Thank you for the spirit of seeing and knowing. In a greater manifestation, resting upon him. In the name of Jesus, a supply of the spirit of seeing and knowing. In the name of Jesus, and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, supply of those shkataya. Oh, supply of those shkataya.
Yes, wisdom. To walk out the anointing in him, in Jesus' name.
Oh,
now, Lord, we praise you and thank you ahead of time. We praise you as Jesus did at Lazarus' tomb. Thank you because you always hear us. You always hear us. And if you hear us, then we know we have what we asked of you. So we lift our hands in praise and we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.